2.8 American Jurisprudence 2nd, Amger 2nd. All right, a very important book. It's a legal encyclopedia. It's not the most widely respected form of legal authority, but it is a good legal authority. It's one of the two major national legal encyclopedias. CJS comes next. It's Corpus Juris Secundum. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. There are also several states that have their own state encyclopedias. Not every state, but my guess is that about 12 states have their own legal encyclopedias. There is a great skill to have to be able to research within this book. It also lays the foundation for most of your other legal research because it gives you the introduction to the concept of using the index. Like if I asked you right now, where would you start in American jurisprudence? Instinctively, your answer should be the index. You go to the index, which is a set of books at the end of the whatever 100-some-odd volumes of Amger. There's about a 5-set collection of indexes. That index will lead you to the main volume of Amger somewhere by using a topic and a section number. For instance, in this case, we have the publication, the volume that contains sales and use taxes. Real exciting stuff. Searches and seizures is a little more exciting. So let's say you were led to searches and seizures, section 71. Well, you would pull out this volume, open it up, and turn to the area that had searches and seizures, and find section 71. And that's how the index leads you to the main volume. And as we'll see within that page, you'll be led by footnotes or by references within the commentary, you'll be led to other authorities, such as cases or statutes. And while we're on it, we should remind you that Amger is secondary authority. It's not law, but it's still very good authority because secondary authority, it's one of its primary goals is to lead you to additional authority. But another goal is to educate you in that area of law. So don't dismiss this just because it's not primary authority. It's still a really important legal research book. We have a demonstration of Amger on this website, so click there at your leisure. Also, the paralegal perspective and lecture notes are there for your reading. And we have a viewpoint on how to use legal encyclopedias in one of our later in our next section, we have a comparison of the two legal encyclopedias. So it'll be helpful if first you know how to use them by clicking here. And then finally, we have commonly asked questions and a law library lab. Oh, my favorite. We're very proud of our law library labs. Make sure you click on there. There's a flash version and a non-flash version. These are for your law library legal research. For the online research, Westlaw and Lexis actually provide training within those sites. So make sure you take advantage of those. This is such a great opportunity for you to learn so much. You've paid for this program. We're very proud of the program, and we know you get more than your money's worth. But why would you waste the opportunity to get training on the two major online research systems? It's just a huge advantage. Not only that, they provide you with completion certificates that you can print out, and then you can put that on your resume. So I would start doing that very early in the program. Start getting used to that and using the training tools that are on there. They're not, you know, all that difficult, and they will help you in the process of your education here. So make sure that you pay attention to those as well. And we have the good, the bad, and the ugly timesheet. So start keeping track of your time from the moment you start doing your research. Keep track of your time and then enter it into the digital timesheet on your learning management system. Or if you prefer, you can use a written sheet that we've provided at various points here on the website. You can print out. But I highly recommend that you use the timesheet on your learning management system. It also adds the hours up for you, does it all automatically, gets you more used to a digital version of tracking your billable hours, which will really help you once you have to use a computer system when you're working in a law firm. We do have some recommended answers for the exercise at the bottom of the page, and so feel free to use those, but only use those after you have completed the exercise in the law library and on Westlaw and on Lexis.